From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up on the program this Memorial Day, Iraq war veterans tell us about the people they're choosing to remember today. Also, we'll hear about memorial websites that honor those who serve in Iraq and Afghanistan.
In 1 year since we last celebrated Memorial Day, 980 more U.S. troops have died.
Memorial Day began more than 100 years ago. One Memorial Day tradition was inspired by Civil War General John Logan. In 1868, Logan said, "To honor our fallen troops, flowers should be strewn about the graves of those whose bodies now lie in almost every city, village, and hamlet churchyard in the land."
Today, upholding that tradition at Arlington National Cemetery, President Bush laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Now this hallowed ground receives a new generation of heroes. Men and women who gave their lives in places such as Kabul and Kandahar, Baghdad and Ramadi. Like those who came before them, they did not want war, but they answered the call when it came. They believed in something larger than themselves. They fought for our country, and our country unites to mourn them as one.
President Bush speaking at Arlington National Cemetery today.